Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and today I am joined by the newest Perry School Board member, Casey Baldwin. Casey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, what your background is.
Yep. So my family and I moved to Perry about 5 years ago. I was a graduate of Perry High School in 1999. So after that, my wife and I, Kelly, moved up to Duluth, Minnesota, and worked there for Johnson & Johnson. And then got to the point where we wanted to start a family, so we moved back to Iowa. After that, we moved to Newton, Iowa for some time because that was my sales territory. Lived there for about 3 years, and then wanted to get closer to family, closer to my mom. I also travel a lot for my job, and so moved back to Perry. Also wanted to be a part of a diverse community as we were having kids. That was something that was important to us, having a diverse community, and so moved back to Perry and been here ever since.
Now, obviously, your mother is Margene Grease, and yes. You took over her spot on the school board.
I did. It was something that I'd been thinking about since her death, since she passed away. Something that was really important to her was the children. That's one thing. When she retired from being a PE teacher for 34 years, kids were always the most important thing to her. And that's why she ran for the school board, not only for the children of Perry, but she would also have three grandkids that were going through the Perry school system. So it was really important to her to support the kids in the school system any way she could. And that's how I was raised, is supporting the kids. And then, of course, the teachers, since being her being a 34-year teacher in the Perry school system, that's really important to her, is making sure the teachers have the leadership, making sure the teachers have the support of the community and the school board to do what they do on a daily basis.
Yeah, I unfortunately never had the privilege of meeting her, but yeah. Let's just say from what the stories that I've heard, you have quite the legacy to live up to.
Yeah, and you know, she always knew how to have fun in anything that she did. So that's something that even I learned at the school board, she liked to have fun too. So that's something that I need to carry on as well.
Yep, Margene always moved for the adjournment, so yep. you took up that mantle.
Exactly. That's something that I have to take up right away.
All right, so that brings me to my next question. Mm-hmm. How did you feel like your first school board meeting went?
Well, I have to admit, I looked at all of the material. I mean, the board packet comes the day of, and I really wanted to study up because, honestly, I didn't know what I was getting into. You know, I'd seen what Mom had done, saw a lot of the back work that she had done. I didn't know what all happened at a board meeting, so I studied and studied those board packets. And so I thought that it was a good board meeting. I think it's a good end to Lynn's career, her strong career that she's had here at Perry. And then now we move into the July meeting when we'll have a successor in Mr. Wicks taking over for Lynn. I think that that transition being a good transition, that was one thing my mom said during this whole process. She never got to vote for the new superintendent, but her most important thing as she was going through this process is that whoever was chosen, is that the board, the community, the leadership within the school had to get behind that person and move forward in a strong way.
Yeah, and I've met Clark Wicks. I've interviewed him. He seems like he'll do a good job. So
oddly enough, he was the principal when I was an elementary student at Perry Elementary.
I was wondering that.
That's where it started, the mantra over the loudspeaker in the morning, make it a great day. Every day he would say that during the morning announcements.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. All right, so you already kind of touched on this a little bit, but why did you decide to join the board, and how did that kind of come to be?
Yeah, it was one of those things that I was asking Kyle Baxter about the process of, you know, how they were going to fill the seat. And he was telling me about the plan that it's law within 30 days that seat has to be filled, and it's done by nomination. And I just told him that I would be interested in taking that seat. And then I also spoke with a couple other board members about that. And I think that it was a natural progression to take over my mom's seat. Although it's not just me taking over her seat. It's something that's really important to me. It's something that I grew up with, having that support for the school system, the teachers, the students. And so I think it was a natural progression for me to move into that seat.
All right. Now, what do you hope to accomplish in your time on the board? Obviously, there's board elections later this year, but in at least this portion of time, what do you hope to accomplish?
Right. I think that transition from Lynn to Clark is going to be so important. making sure that that transition's a strong one so that Clark knows that he has the full backing of the board behind him, that he has the support behind him to do what he needs to do in moving forward. So that's the number one thing. In any transition, that's the most important thing, is letting your leaders know that they have a strong backing of folks behind them. One thing I didn't tell you about is I actually am the director of sales for a medical device company now. So I have 120 people that are under me. And that's something that our leadership within my business has helped us out with, is making sure that we have the backing to do what we need to do on a daily basis. And I want to provide that to Clark as much as we can.
All right. You told me off the air that you had been asked this question many, many times, but I'm going to ask it one more time. Do you have any intentions of running for the school board position to continue when that happens in September?
I do. It's something that I do want to fill out my mom's term and then run for the position on my own after that as well. It's something that's been important. Like I said many times before, kids were so important to her. It was something that was important to me. And I really do think that with all the backgrounds of the people on the board, it's a very eclectic background that we have, from people with business backgrounds, people with community backgrounds, diverse backgrounds, teachers. I think that it really, there's something that I can add there, especially with my business background. And I'm really excited to be a part of that board and moving forward, and then run for the board position on my own as well.
All right. So this will be your first, political message. Why should people vote for you to continue on the school board?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it's one thing. It's just the support of the teachers, number one, supporting Mr. Wicks. And then most importantly, what we're all in it for is the kids. I've got three kids that are going through this, going to go through Perry Elementary to the middle school and to the high school and graduate. And this is really important to me. My kids are everything to me and to my wife. And I'm going to put everything into it. You know, I do travel for business, but it's one of those things. I get to set my schedule. And so I want to make, and I want to prioritize as much time as I can, as much time as necessary to supporting the kids, the teachers, and the community as a school board member.
All right. Casey Baldwin, the newest member of the Perry School Board. Anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
The one thing that I did want to say is I appreciate so much all the support through the difficult time. You know, when I spoke at my mom's funeral, it's amazing to see the outpouring of support from the community, from classmates of my mom, classmates of me, the teachers that she worked with, the board, the leadership within the community. It's just really been amazing. This is one of the reasons we moved back to Perry. You know, when you can go to any community that you want, because I travel North America, I wanted to come back to Perry. And my wife and I have really established a home here.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Great, thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Casey Baldwin. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.